Think we got up to enough focus for the Akiva Rabbi Yishmael? Or did we go beyond that?
I think
we went beyond that already. Okay. So we have the Machlokas. So the Klal, Kato Klal is over here. Bavushu Vlad, Vlad is the Oret. Or whether it's pre or Machshiri pre. That's to me. It would be whether it includes Dagim, Chagovin, Jemain, Pitriya, or whether it only includes Melach and Mayim. That's where we're at. Okay, so that's on the Praga. Masrusin Amra, take out the word king. Masrusin Amra, Sha'im Machalim and Ampera, Lois Alpera for Rikos Mokom. The Mishnah says that apparently, that the Kapila, you're not supposed to buy Peras outside of the Shalayim because it says Halakhi Aferas. That's all it says, Halakhi Aferas, Shogun, right? Which means apparently you were not supposed to buy the Peras, which really Rabbi Yaakov would raise that issue yesterday. You wait until you're in Yerushalayim to purchase the Peras. But can you buy the pears over here also? The Mishnah doesn't define what kind of pears, it says. But outside of Yerushalayim, you shouldn't have been buying pears. And it was the question, what it was the Shogis, and should it be a Mecca Kos, and does the money have to go back, and so on, right? So, Rechuk Mokom obviously means outside of Yerushalayim, if you understand. Omer Kamei Rabbi Abuna, the Talmud. He said this minor deed from the Mishnah in front of Rabbi Abuna. Rabbi Abuna says that's a great shot. Omer Kamei Rabbi Yirmiyahu, the counter, and he went and sent it over to Yirmiyahu. This is a horrible shot. We'll see about Tanina. Most Yerushalayim will pay us. I'm saying you guys don't know how to read. It says in the case, the guy says, these most in the Cholo in Yerushalayim, or these it should be in the Cholo on the payroll. And it says there, it's talking about the Katsila, what you should say. Mashra, you can be in the Cholo, the Katsila, on the payroll should be in Medina. How can you make this a deal over here? Obviously, there's something unique about this case. And we said that we were talking about was that the Peres couldn't survive until Yerushalayim. So they're not, by definition, they're not being used for Asilas and Ezrashemi. But not found that you can't be paid on Peres. Come nothing for Kavak. Ask a funny, most of Peres Yerushalayim, most of Peres the Medina. After he left, which after Tanufik means after he got out of that press, and Rabbi Yirmiyahu raked him over the coals anyway. So he got out of Rabbi Yirmiyahu, and then he sees that it says in the Mishnah that Mechal and Moz al Peros, both cases, even if it's outside of Yerushalayim, Omar. So he said to himself, "In Avi Shmir, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Hada, had Rabbi Shmir, had Rabbi Yirmiyahu heard this, I had him also. Yellow's country, boy, he would have really recognized how great I am." Right?
What is country?
He would have been Makanter me otherwise. Boy, he absorbed. He wanted to now have Parah, because until now he was just bringing it, you know, from one aspect. Now, boy, it's a good thing. I mean, I thought I got out of there alive. I would have gotten out of there without my skin on. The mate. So he wanted to have Parah, and he was going back to tell everybody that this, you know, he made a mistake in his feeling. Come later in the years, but here's his nonsense. Look, that's never called. You shouldn't have Karota. Because the honor of Elazar, the Rabbi Meir, Rabbonin Bidmai, Habavadai Lo, the Rabbi Meir and Rabbonin that argue back in Dmai. But the question over there was whether you can be Machalo on the Choshet, or whether you can be Machalo on Peret. As long as you're going to be Poda the Peret. So says the Rabbi Meir. And so remember, according to Rabbi Meir, you can go from money, you go from silver to Nechoshes to Peros, and then back again to be part of those Peros. And so Rabbi Meir held. The Rabbanan said that by Dmai we're Mekel in such a thing. But certainly you can't be Makala when it comes to Vadai on Peros. And Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Meir holds But you have to be repoda, these parables. All of it repoda. But by vadai, you cannot be makala at all. So minamadi amr balasid rabbi meirhi hadamra hi demaihi vadai. But the Gemara says it's not true. Because if we're going to say now that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir, so then it's mashma that it makes no difference, and that you can't, because over there they're arguing whether it's Demai or whether it's Vada. So it's mashma therefore from Rabbi Lozen, not like what Rabbi Zaira says, because he's saying that it could be going according to Rabbi Meir too. And mashma according to Rabbi Meir, that we would have said that it's author. Rabbi Zavida, Havayaste Masay Mubray, and Zavida was sitting down, he was teaching his son that I wrote to the Chalamos HaPeres Zmanazeh, if the Zmanazeh were anyway, you can't eat the Peres in Yerushalayim. He wants to be Machal, he loves on Peres. So, Bein Elu, teacher. The Shaila over here is, can the Tmod be Machulal on Peres where you're unable to eat the Peres or not? Right? And he says, okay, well, whether if you do it, you can't say that the Peres were Mechulala, but both of them remain Kadosh. So Bein Elu Bein Elu, whether you're talking about the Moses, or you're talking about the Peres, it would be Kadosh because of the Suffolk, because I'm not sure whether Bizman Azeh, it goes off or not. Kedivrei Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, I mean, Ma'ot Kemo Shein, U'Peros Kemo Shein. Whereas, according to Beit Hillel, who holds that it's not God at all, so he says the most of the way they were, and the Peres of the way they were, they remain cool, because he holds that you can't be Makal at all on Peres of the way. Over Rabbi Kritzpa was said, Maram Alei, Lo Tainit the king. No, don't teach your son such a thing. It's wrong. El Peirot al Hama'ot. Hama'ot al Peirot is a solo teacher. The question only is whether you can be Makal Peros on Moz, does not have that. But Makal, because the Shiloh is over here, since you can't use those Moz to buy Peros in Yerushalayim, so Mamela, since you're not able to use it, whether you be Makal or not. But if you're talking about the other way around, that you want to be Makal Moz on Peros, the Reakol, a low teacher, wasn't even a call. Hai Gotanina in Ein Migdash Yirakei. Well, what do you do with our Mishnah? Mm-hmm. Our Mishnah says if there's no Beis HaMikdash, it should rot. Why should it rot? There's no Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't a call, is what you're saying. So how could you say that there's no suffix and everybody would be motive that it's not call? The Mishnah is the first not like that. Our Mishnah is talking about talking about a case where at the time that you did it, it was right to eat. Mamela, the Kelo was caught. Then there was no way for me just to eat it in. And so Mamela, what you have to do is you're at table. Tani ben bibi, minataka ba kesev, it should say. Minataka ba kesev, meaning, berichok makom matapodeo, berichok makom. Since it says beferish, but he yar ben yimcha hagera, right? Okay, so that means that you're far away. Then I thought the kesef. What is that telling you? If it's not for your ben yimcha hagera, then there's no then I thought the kesef. Do you see that the kiyur mokum you're not able to be part of? Then says then I thought the kesef. That's talking about the kiyur mokum, right? When you get there, then you should go ahead and then I thought the kesef, which tells me that after the cure of Makom Hata Mechalalo, but he Hata Mechalalo Berichus Makom. So if you're going to, so in other words, the opposite is true. Peres cannot be Mechulal Ala Moz in Yerushalayim, and Moz cannot be Mechulal Ala Peres outside of Yerushalayim. That's what the Pesach seems to tell you. Right? So he, you're talking about there, so then Vinasata Bekesa, take the Peres and put them into Kesa. And then, when you get to Yerushalayim, then it's not the hakesef for whatever it is you're going to buy. But vice versa, not. It could be from the pulpit. But it's a berkiyot makom atamakalo, viyat tamakalo, berkiyot makom. Actually, it's not even a call. Whereas Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Shmuel says, Mikdah HaMekach. When it says over here things that you weren't supposed to buy, let's say use it for Tabaya Bodhi Mishwacha. Now obviously you cannot really be Mepal most by Tashem Yana Bodhi Mishwacha. But the Mekach is Kayan. You don't say it's a Mekach pose and he has to be Marzah the money. The money remains Kodosh where it is. And assuming, as we saw before, the Mokah is not available, so then you have to eat Kenegda, Yerushalayim. Take that amount of money and you eat it. The most remains kadosh in the hands of the seller.
And he has to deal with it.
Well, yeah, we talked before in the Gemara, but the seller isn't here, then we're talking about Yochal Kenegda. I don't know what the Makalot we had before.
And they would have to get money that the seller got? So it's too much?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't know. We're talking about the seller is gone, we said. Yeah. Otherwise, we said we can force him to give it back to the Mecca post, according to the way we were learning before.
Right.
But again, that's going to get to the whole issue of the knas, right? We said before, talking about Kishapara HaMokah. He left, so we can't force him to give the money back. So that's how we said before. Right?
But the money always
became his. Yeah. I mean, the truth is, the whole Makloka had to understand the meaning of, as we saw before, the question of whether, when it says the you know, about the Ora, whether that meant that the whole thing wasn't the call. And so we said that it's a low body day, because it was never before in the first place. Or whether you learned that it was, but you have to make up the difference. Right, but again, I mean, that was dependent on Knaas, and whether you're kind of Samayat, or whether you're kind of Sokev, it's a whole major Shaila, which he's raising again, because Rabbi Yossi, then the Kanina says, Rabbi Yossi, B'Shem Shmuel, said, Mikna Mecha. Rabbi Yossi, then the Kanina says, Kipoda. It has exactly the same din as the din of pigment. In the same way that you can't be makala, you also can't buy it. So according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Kanina, there is no Mecca. So you'll have to learn the Mishnah is talking about Yishabar HaMokher. Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Shmuel, even if the Mokher wasn't Boreach, he says Mikna HaMecha. Then the most remains Kavosh. If the Mishnah says Yochal Kenegdam, right? In the case of Kinezav and Kinezavas and so on, so it says Yochal Kenegdam. So that implies that the kinim that you bought are actually your kinim and can be brought in the Zveah. So because the only thing that the Mishnah is saying over here is Yochal Kenegdam. Yochal Kenegdam means that there's a knas. You shouldn't have used this money, and then they have to pay this money. Obviously, it doesn't really achieve anything to be Yochal Kenegdam. But we make it not. So you benefited from most of my Tashani. So go ahead and eat my Tashani, right? So you see, according to him, that the Mekach is Kayan. Because otherwise, why does the Mishnah say just Yochal Kenegdam? It should say that the Kinim are not yours. And your Smash has no problem with the Kinim, right? What are you going to say over here? But Kishabarach HaMokher, I mean, here we're talking about being Magdashin. You still can't be Magdashin. What's the difference if it's a Mecca code? You never bought them. So clearly from the Mishnah, how can Rabbi Yossi Rebbe Kanina say it's Kipoda that it's not Kal? If it wasn't Kal, then you can't bring the Kinyan. The only way to understand the Mishnah, if you continue reading it, is that it's telling me that the Kinyan is Kal. So how the Amrat Kishi, is he familiar with Kodesh? So at the time, in the case where he's buying the kinim over there, he went ahead and b'shas l'kicha, he was magdash. Since b'shas l'kicha was magdash, I'm sorry, he was magdash b'shas l'kicha, right? So when he wants to, he's magdash afterwards. So now, if you take a bird, which gets a mice ashamed, so that's certainly okay, right? Because that's one of the things, you are allowed to eat. Now, you want to go ahead and you want to be magdashim. So that's become the Erech Mecha Hachavu. That's now a second Mecha. He's taking his thing, and he's being Magish his own thing. So in this case, for sure, there's no separate Kavanah they were Kadosh, because he's being Magish something that's his own. So why not? The only thing is, we say in the end, Yochel Kenegda, right? So what that means is not that it's a Knas Yochel Kenegda, it's literally Yochel Kenegda. Being the Chal, the most, like the Sheni, which is now Chal, on the Yochel, because that was a kosher kill, it was kosher Mecca, because you're allowed to buy food. And when it says Yochel Kenegda, it means buy parrots with it. To take the value of the birds, buy parrots with it. Doesn't mean Yochel Kenegda is a Knas. Okay, so now there's no problem. The money, the parrots that you buy will be Kaddish B'Kaddish's Meister, and these things are normal Hekesh. You had Stamabod birds with Moshe Meister Shem. You didn't say the shot, the buying, that it's nice, that it's for Kenyan. That's Hekesh.
Yeah.
It could have been, I'm saying, when you weren't right. So now it became yours. Now you went ahead and you were magdashit. So we're saying, in order to be magdashit, you have to be machal the money. So be machal the money on something else, and now you can be magdashit. Now the shaila is, well, at the time that you were magdashit, whether it was chal, that's what I was about to discuss. Now, do you need to go now and be magdashit again? Because at the time it wasn't yours, that's dependent on the machlokas, whether you can be magdashit. Okay, so what do you do? Amar Rav Yehuda, Sarek Lachsa V'Leikadeshia. You'd have to be magdashit again after you were machalot, because at the time before you were machalot on the other thing, on the money and on the pairs that you bought with it, so then you can't make kedushas on this day on something that isn't yours, that we saw before. So since it's not, it was yours la'okhla, not for the Mizbeah, so you had no right to be marketed. So what the Mishnah is saying, according to him, is very different from what it seems to be saying. As we thought the Mishnah was saying, you use it for kinim, okay, fine. And then you use it for the kinim, but the chil didn't work. So you go ahead now and eat as a knas, eat money connect on, because the money remains the kedush. No, that's because we thought it was talking about that you were marketed at the time that you bought it. You're saying, I'm buying these birds for hegdash. Buying these birds for Hegel certainly is not a normal chil. Now we're saying, no, it's talking about you bought birds. Certainly buying birds, it makes the birds yours. Now you want to go ahead and you want to use those birds for Hegel. Says the Mishnah, okay, if you want to use the birds for Hegel, Korach Shiocha Kenegdah means go and be Machala to use that money in Yerushalayim, or to use those birds in Yerushalayim. And then you'll have to go ahead and be Magish it again if you hold it, because Hutsover Loma Shema Kichu Lolo Kichu. That he holds that at the time you originally had been Magdashit to Mizbeah, he thought that it was Kichu. He sang no. Since it was Kedusha's Marta Sheni at the time, he was wrong. It wasn't Kichu, because what he had really needed to do was the Giyoko Kenegba. So when he finds out that it's Marta Sheni, now it's not. He has the Giyoko Kenegba, and then we read the Kaddish. Hadron alok ma'aseh shemi. Thanks for the... What's happening? Do you have to go? Sounds good. We're recording that whole time.